Welcome back, everybody.
Don't ask me because I don't know why, but it's like that.
And that's the way it is. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Evan. Evan's in Waukesha. I'm in Waukesha.
Hey now.
Evan is in Madison. At least I know where I am. Waukesha, you're listening to us on 540 AM WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. In Madison, you're listening to 1580 AM, that's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can listen to us on the Devil Radio app. And pretty much, if you just look up Devil Radio, you'll find us pretty easily. If you can't, then you're internet illiterate, and it doesn't really matter.
You got bigger problems.
Yeah, it's got bigger problems. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. It's like that, and that's the way it is. It's one of my least favorite philosophical ideas, or least favorite things. I hate the phrase, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. And you know what? I'm not going to bother thinking about it or talking about changing it. I'm just accepting it and just moving on. I don't like that. But you know what? It's like that, and that's the way it is, and you can't change it. Nothing you can do about it. If you look around and you go where people are, official government buildings, actually, not the chest beating crazy people who think they've conquered their own property they bought. If you look around government buildings, the flags are half staff. And that's because we've lost 1 million people to COVID. 1 million people, about roughly the population of, San Jose. If it had happened all at once, we'd all be flipping out about tragedy. If it had happened, maybe just a percentage of that happened all in one day, and it was because, terrorists did it, we would lose our minds and then start a war that lasted 20 years, right? But instead, it's not something that we can see or feel, so we get to go and kind of have our own philosophies on it and our own ideas on it. And we've been fractured enough that we only listen to the people that we trust, and the people that we trust are the ones telling us to do this, that, or the other thing. It doesn't matter, really, at the end, because there's still a million people dead. It's like that, and that's the way it is. We live in a country that has more money than most any other country. Yet we have fewer people per that money than most any other country. But yet we still could not prevent. We still have the most. We're up there. It's just amazing.
We're up there.
I mean, we're so far up there compared to how many compared to other civilized countries. How could we not have done that? We have such amazing. Do you have any idea or appreciation? You can complain about the vaccine all you want. Do you have any appreciation for the amazing science that happened?
The amazing science to the point that now, 2.5, almost 3 years down the road, we have amazing medicine, amazing therapeutics. You can get a severe case of COVID and go to the hospital and get medicine after you're sick. That'll basically guarantee your survival. And still
people are like, screw that. But also, stop and look around you. I hesitate to bring up Louis C.K. because of what he did, and he did that to a couple of friends of mine, so yeah. Screw him. But he made a really amazing point during one of his stand-up routines. You go and complain about a travel flight. Oh, my goodness. I got off of the plane, and it was awful, and I had to wait, and they made me wait on the runway, and it was horrible. You are flying through the air like a god.
That is
You're
a good joke.
You're in a giant chariot in the sky, and you have the nerve to complain about the miracle of flight? You just got from one end of the country to the other in just a couple hours with your own luggage, and they got it to you. And you got there alive, and you expected to. You expected to be just fine on the other side. And that's a given these days. Right now, I'm talking to Evan through the miracle of four different technologies.
I'm 60 miles away.
This is amazing.
Exactly.
People are listening to us on the other side of the world.
Shout
you
out,
can
by the
right
way.
Now.
Love
Shout
you.
Out. What's up? What's up, guys? I would, ni hao, or, whatever. Cool. Awesome, guys. I hope you're getting a good translation. I don't know that all the references will fit. But either way, the point is, do you know how amazing it is? And they're still going and saying, you know what? Abba-ding-a-lang-a-lang. By the way, we're so enlightened and we're so woke and everything. Yet anytime you want to talk about someone stupid, I use a Southern accent. And that's totally fine, right?
Ham and biscuits, y'all.
Totally fine, right? It's totally acceptable. We all just say, sure, it's fine. It's another separate tangent there. But do you know the miracle that we are living in right now? And to see people arguing over such stupid stuff. Do you know what happened today? Today we released images of the center of our solar system. Not just the solar system, the galaxy. The center of our solar system is the sun, hence the term solar system. But there are several other solar systems around us, and they're all being controlled by this one black hole. Do you know what a black hole is? Something so dense and so heavy that it sucks light into it. Like, light cannot escape it. That's why it's a black hole. It sucks all things into it until it explodes and becomes a star, and then life renews over billions and billions and billions of years. But just to see this black hole, think about the technology that needed to happen. We've coordinated telescopes. Did you know how it's called the Event Horizon Telescope. Do you know how the Event Horizon Telescope works, Evan?
No. I've been stuck on James Webb for life.
So essentially, the Event Horizon Telescope. So Hubble is out there, right? Hubble is out in the atmosphere. I think it just got shut down, but I may be wrong. Point is, it's out. It's in orbit, so it's past our atmospheric problems. And if you don't know this, you can check out a nice phenomenon. If the moon is lower in the sky, it looks bigger. If it's higher in the sky, it's smaller. A lot of that is because of the optics of our Earth and because of our atmosphere. It looks different. It looks like a lens. You know, the atmosphere of our world acts like a lens, and we can see things. Well, contrary to the Hubble telescope, the Event Horizon telescope is several telescopes that are coordinated throughout the world. I'm talking about on Hawaii. In Central America, you got one in Spain, you got one in Arizona, you got some in South America, in Peru, and you got one in Antarctica. Together, like Voltron, they form a giant dish that becomes a telescope that you can coordinate with all of them. There's at least two or three different coordinations, I think, to look further or a way to coordinate and look at the same stuff further and further away. It's just to coordinate. When was the last time you looked at a telescope or a microscope? It's not easy. You have to calibrate things. You have to make it work right. Imagine doing that across, you know, the whole globe. I mean, they coordinate and they create one image that's basically use a telescope that is the size of the globe. Or for those, you know, who believe in flat Earth, the size of the round circle that we somehow live on.
Sure.
But the point is that you coordinate all that. How many people, how many different languages, and how many different things had to come together for just pictures?
And in that vein, you know, what, 60 years ago, we put people on the moon, on mm-hmm. a desolate rock. And they jumped out of their little spacecraft and they ran around and hit some golf balls and drove around in a buggy. And then we got them back home.
Don't forget they put a flag to say they conquered it.
Of course. That's foregone conclusion, my friend.
Yeah.
But just in that vein, yes, the things that we have accomplished, right? Sometimes in the name of American imperialism, you know, that we can do anything. Got to show those Ruskies. But we can do it.
Now we need those Ruskies. Actually, they're working together still, despite the conflict on Earth.
Yeah.
Because you have to live in space. It does. When you're up in space, it's kind of hard to go and say, you know, my country or whatever. You're in space. You're above the entire globe, man. You can see everything below you. How can you even have the perspective that that is mine?
But it makes... I lose sleep over it, Brian. Seriously. I mean, just at how stuck we've gotten here in this last 3 years.
How stuck in how in what me in
well
what
specifically
sense?
In relation to COVID, right? This lack of teamwork, this lack of cooperation.
But again, in order to make COVID work, they had to have cooperation in spite of all this, because scientists don't care. They want the information. Scientists don't care how much money they're going for. They know they need money to go and get grants. They know they need money for their research to happen, but they don't care. Einstein barely knew how to tie his own shoes. He had issues remembering that. He's got more important things to care about. We have, and yes, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say we should go and space exploration beyond everything else. I'm more saying that, yes, you have to go take care of your family, and it really matters that you have food tonight, and it really matters that you have shelter and food, water, shelter. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. That's of course paramount.
That hierarchy of needs.
Yes, but you have to keep in mind where you are and what is going on around you, because there are forces at hand, both conscious and unconscious, both sentient and not, both cosmic and man-made, humankind-made, I should say, that you can't control. And whether what you want to ascribe to that, some people will ascribe, oh, that's just God. Okay, well, that's an easy way of not thinking about it or not dealing with it, but it's there. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. It always has. It always has changed. Someone, I saw this one perspective going out there, Cleopatra, right? Cleopatra lived closer to the first opening of a Pizza Hut than she did to the first pyramid being built.
That's funny, man.
I mean,
no, and yeah, 100% true. It's just Pizza Hut.
And in the time, and in that time, how many civilizations have reared up and been faded away? How many times have things been broken in front of us? How many times has Europe collapsed into war? Twice in the last century. You know, we got to think about how we're going to go and deal with this stuff, so that we don't have to have a war to go and learn lessons. You know, we don't have to have some sort of, I was hoping, honestly, when the pandemic started, I was hoping this would be the thing that brings everybody together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping it would be, this sucks, this is awful, but we all have to realize that at the end of the day, you can have differences, but you have to get things done. I talked with Luke yesterday. There's poop in people's water right now. I don't. Who cares what the solution is? Get the poop out of the water. Figure it out. You know, I don't care who pays for it. I don't care who's to blame. Because lawyers will figure out who's to blame later on. They're still suing people for stuff that happened in 1973. You know, you can figure out a way to go and prosecute people past the ipso facto, whatever the hell you want to call it. You got to deal with the actual problem at hand. And if we're sitting here arguing over what reality is, rather than, you know, how we can come together and figure this out. Oh, you can't put a jab in me. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to wear a mask. Dude, change your perspective, man. We got to look at this in a different way. So I reject the notion that it's like that and that's the way it is. Because you know what? You can fly in the sky like a god. You can see the other side of the cosmos. We are unlocking secrets of the world, of the universe in front of us. And still we're arguing over whether some idiot cut you off in traffic. And by the way, if you do that again, I swear to God, I will gesture loudly from inside of my car.
You know what though, Brian? That's all really, really interesting. You know, we're on our way out to a break. A man named Bruce Hornsby once said, "That's just the way it is. Some things will never change."
The Mandolin Rain.